The police in Britain will investigate the 1997 death of Princess Diana and her lover Dodi Fayed. Diana, ex-wife of the heir to the British throne and Fayed, son of an Egyptian-born billionaire, died in a car crash along with their French driver. French authorities concluded that the crash was accidental. The police investigation in Britain comes at the request of the Queen's coroner. Joshua Rosenberg is legal correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. And, Mr. Rosenberg, from almost the moment of the Paris car crash that killed Princess Diana, there have been conspiracy theories of dark homicidal plots. What has elevated such theories to merit an official inquest?
There has to be an inquest, and there would have to be an inquest, even if there were not conspiracy theories. Once somebody dies an unnatural death in England or Wales, or if a body, somebody who has died an unnatural death in England or Wales, is brought back into the country, then it's the duty of the coroner for the district covering the area where the body is to hold an investigation, an inquiry, what we call an inquest. That would happen whether you were a member of the royal family, whether you were the son of a millionaire like Dodi Fayed, or anybody else who was killed in unexpected or unusual circumstances.
But does that mean that the announcement today implies absolutely no credibility to any of the allegations made about the death of Princess Diana?
What the coroner may investigate when the inquest really gets going is whether any of these theories have any truth. But what happened today was that a newspaper here in London, the Daily Mirror, revealed that Diana had said in a letter, my husband is planning an accident in my car, brake failure and serious head injury to make the path clear for him to marry. Now, this information was kept out of the public domain by Paul Burrell, who was the person who publicised it last year.
He was Princess Diana's former butler who wrote the book about it.
Exactly, yes. So, and the name was blanked out in the book, although I should say absolutely immediately that very few people are attaching much credibility to what she said, except, I suppose, for those who, as you say, believe in conspiracy theories.
What is the impact of there being a news story and a consequent investigation based on even an allegation that Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, was suspected by his ex-wife of plotting her death in a way by the description that she seems to have in fact died in a car accident?
Well, yes, but I don't think there was any evidence of brake failure. She thought that this was to make the path clear for him to marry. Well, he hasn't remarried in the 6 years since she died, or indeed after their divorce. But the coroner, when he opened the inquest this morning in London, made no reference to that specific allegation. He did say that he had asked the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, the head of the police in London, to make inquiries, and he can then consider whether he should admit further evidence, if there is any further evidence, when he resumes the inquest, which won't be until, well, at the very least a year's time.
Well, why not? Why will it wait for another year?
Because a great deal of work has been taking place in France over the past 6 years, and there's a great deal of information and evidence that's been collected by the French authorities. This has to be translated into English and then assessed, and he says that even if everything goes to plan, it'll be 12 to 15 months before all that can be done.
Joshua Rosenberg, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's a great pleasure.
Mr. Rosenberg is legal correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. He spoke to us from London.